Welcome to Steve Dale's Pet World.
You don't have a better bad idea than this?
This is the best bad idea we have, sir.
If you've got pets, he's got answers.
You are a sad, strange little man.
Steve can help. We're positive.
Oh, God, this thing is going downhill fast.
You've got America's pet expert here on Steve Dale's Pet World.
Well, good morning to you. I cannot believe I'm standing here talking about what I talked about all those years ago, several, many times on this radio show. So what has happened in communities, and Chicago tried this three times, I don't believe our aldermen would even go in that direction anymore. I'm certain of that, because too many of our aldermen in the city know it doesn't make any sense. And I'm talking about breed-specific legislation. So some number of years ago, I testified in Lincolnwood, Illinois, as I have in many places across America and in Chicago several times, suggesting why a breed ban, banning a specific breed, such as pit bulls, and that's what I think they want to do in Lincolnwood, is simply not a good idea. On the phone right now, and we will have eventually a couple of folks on the phone with us, but I believe we're having telephone problems, but I think I can do this. On the phone right now is David Hopkins, attorney and secretary of Illinois State Bar Association Animal Law Council, a Springer English Springer Spaniel breeder as well. Can you hear me, David?
Yes, I'm hooked in.
You're hooked in. Well, thank you very much for hooking in with us so early in the morning. You think this is a good idea or not a good idea for Lincolnwood to say no pit bulls?
Well, of course, my personal view and that of most organizations with which I'm affiliated is that breed-specific legislation is always a bad idea.
Why is it always a bad idea?
Well, it's... So in terms of the human level, it's like racial profiling. You're throwing out the baby with the bathwater, adversely affecting, you know, many owners, breeders, other people. The focus in terms of vicious dog legislation really needs to be on owners, reckless owners. They're the ones that know their dogs. That's how you get to the core problem, to the extent that bad temperaments do exist in the canine population in a particular community.
Well, I believe Lincolnwood, and you might have to help me a bit on this, already has breed restrictions where if you have a dog that they target, and I don't know what that list is, but it includes pit bulls, it may include Rottweilers as well. The dog is assumed to be dangerous the second it's born and has to be in public, perhaps muzzled, definitely on leash, and that part makes sense. All dogs should be. And there's a list. I think you need some sort of signage at your backyard indicating you have a dangerous dog. I don't remember, and I plead ignorant there. However, they now plan, as I understand it, to go a step further and just absolutely ban the so-called dangerous dogs. Am I right about this?
Well, actually, I'm not an expert on the Lincolnwood proposal. I don't live in Lincolnwood, and I actually don't have their proposal right at my fingertips.
Yeah, Leedy Van Cavage of Best Friends. We're having some phone issues, I gather, but we're trying to get her back on the phone. The call dropped, but she would know the answer to that, but I believe I'm pretty correct about that. So,
I think, Steve, just in fairness to folks in Lincolnwood,
there are many nice folks in Lincolnwood. Yes,
there's a meeting for open discussion Tuesday night. There is a report from Lincolnwood Village staff people, I believe it was the chief of police, reached out to the veterinary community and other sources of information, and basically the staff has recommended going no further in terms of breed-specific legislation. Now, apparently there are some competing views, and there's going to be open discussion on it Tuesday night.
So, to your point, the American Veterinary Medical Association, the American Animal Hospital Association, the group that you are somewhat affiliated with, the American Kennel Club, Humane Society of the United States, American Humane Association, the ASPCA, the American Veterinary Society of Animal Behavior, who I co-authored a position statement for about breed bans and why they don't work. All of these organizations and others whose names I could rattle off, but we'd be out of time. They are all opposed to the idea. And you mentioned some of the reasons why it's not a good idea. One of the reasons simply is, what's a pit bull? So you see a dog on the street, and we have this idea in our mind of what a pit bull looks like. But the truth is, for the most part, unless that dog is an American Pit Bull Terrier purebred, an American Staffordshire Bull Terrier, Staffordshire Bull Terrier, a specific list of purebred dogs, of which there are a minority, that are dogs we look at. So when you go to the animal shelter and you see the pit bulls, and greatly that is what's in the shelter because they're kind of the all-American dog. Like it or not, they are. By pure number, there's a lot of them out there. And if you look at them and say, that's a pit bull, when you do the genetic testing that we can do today, it turns out they're just mixed breed dogs, huh?
That's correct. In reality, I don't have statistics at my fingertips, but most of the dogs directly affected with breed-specific legislation are not purebred dogs. And oftentimes you get proposed ordinances or statutes that speak in terms of put pit bull like, or oddball definitions that are almost impossible to ascertain meaning for.
Right, and the problem with that, well, one of the problems with that is if I say it's pit bull like, and Jasmine, my producer, looks at that dog and she says, no, it's not. Then you're talking about something that's absolutely subjective, which makes no sense. There are many more reasons, Lincoln Wood, why this is not a good idea. We have one of the nation's experts now, as we've rectified our phone issues, back on the phone. We'll talk to her as well. 16 minutes before 7 on WGN. We'll be back to continue this conversation. Take your phone calls or text if you want. It is 12 minutes before 7 o'clock on WGN. Rick Pearson here after 7 o'clock. On the telephone right now, we have David Hopkins, an attorney and secretary for the Illinois State Bar Association Animal Law Council, and a member of that council for many years, and senior legislative attorney for Best Friends Animal Society, is also on the phone, Leedy Van Cavage. Leedy, I have worked with for years on and off at another radio station. I remember, Leedy, and I don't recall all the details, but this I remember. We were talking about dogfighting, and Tom Dart, our county sheriff here in the county of Cook, said he was talking about a, I don't know if you remember this even, he was talking about a dogfight that he found and was going to prosecute at a daycare, human daycare facility.
Oh,
was right,
right
there. Do you remember that?
Yeah, and I do. That was a horrific incident.
It's like unimaginable. And I said so to the sheriff on the air. And I said, I understand, and you've helped Sheriff Dart, and he has. He's one of the few sheriffs around the country that actually does seriously take dogfighting for what it is and prosecutes to the extent that he can and goes after these dogfighters in a serious way. But I said this is somehow worse because it's at a—I mean, the kids were right there, you know? I can't even comprehend. This has got to be worse than a felony. It is a worser felony. And he laughed. He said a worser felony. Well, we can make it an enhanced felony. And Illinois was the first state to do that, and you were involved in that as well. And
indeed. Back in the day, I was.
Yeah.
Sheriff Dart is wonderful, and he takes animal cruelty seriously and prosecutes the offender, or, you know, helps prosecute the offenders. He gets them arrested. So he's a wonderful, wonderful man.
And that's one of the many times we've worked together. We have many times on breed bans, the idea of a community saying, we'll be safer now because we won't allow pit bulls. And sometimes they throw in Rottweilers and Dobermans and Akitas and whatever they may throw in. Lincolnwood apparently wants to do this. And when we were having some telephone problems there as we were having a conversation with David, I'm not sure that you heard it.
I heard some of it, Steve.
Yeah. So I will let you chime in there as you want. So,
well, actually, we're hoping that Lincolnwood does the right thing. In December, they had submitted a proposal that would have kept their breed discriminatory law, which Best Friends Animal Society does believe is illegal under the Illinois Animal Control Act. They were contending that it wasn't, but now they have submitted a new packet, and the staff is recommending they get rid of it. So hopefully on Tuesday night, we are hoping people from Lincolnwood and all over will go and testify and tell them to do the right thing and get rid of their archaic breed discriminatory law.
And I may be there myself. If I do have an opportunity to testify, I will be there. Why are you calling it archaic?
Because it doesn't work. I mean, the new studies, as a behaviorist, you know this, Steve, that breed discriminatory laws do not enhance public safety. And we want to keep people protected from any dangerous dog. We don't care what it looks like or what its heritage is. You know, we want basically to focus on reckless owners and focus on the behavior of dogs.
Does that make sense to you, David?
Absolutely. Absolutely. The focus should be on owners who really know their dogs. When there's a risky canine out there, the people that know that the risk exists best are the owners.
Well, here's a text from 630 saying, and Lita, you hear this all the time, I'm sure, but when I hear about dog attacks, it's pit bulls all the time. So can you comment on that?
And if you look at the Illinois statistics, which are probably, again, wrong, because we see that visual identification of dogs is wrong in approximately 75% of the cases. But there's a variety of dogs that have been implicated. Golden Retrievers, you know, Labradors, I mean, you know, German Shepherds, a variety of dogs. So it doesn't make any sense. And actually, there was a study published in the AVMA in 2012, and they looked at the dog-related fatalities to people from 2000 to 2009. There were 256 events, and basically the vast majority of the factors were things that were involved that were under control of the owner.
So what's important is what causes a dog to be dangerous and a dangerous dog to then attack, it seems, is more important than trying to identify the kinds of dogs. And in fact, to your point, some number of years ago, the Centers for Disease Control, the AVMA and HSUS said, it doesn't make any sense to try to identify those dogs, those breeds, because first of all, as you said, we often identify wrong, so they simply don't anymore, incidentally, for your average dog attack. And secondly, it doesn't much matter, because what matters is what caused the dog to do it in the first place.
That is exactly correct. And many of these dogs have been abused, are neglected, are let to run amok. I mean, basically, you know, we need to focus on reckless owners. Skokie, Illinois has a very good ordinance focusing on reckless owners. And we think that Lincolnwood should adopt something like Skokie's.
And Skokie's is right next door. Look at you. You've got me all excited again. It's been years since I've been so upset.
You're good at this, Steve. We need to get involved. We need to get citizens involved, because in America, responsible dog owners should be allowed to own whatever breed of dog they choose.
One more thing I want to go back on, and a texter asked me to do this. So you said how many people died of dog attacks. According to the texter, they were all pit bull type dogs, which is likely, in fact, definitely, absolutely untrue. But, any dog attack that causes a serious bite or worse is tragic.
Indeed.
There. Sadly, Susan Berkus in 5 minutes will offer the news, and she will talk about the shootings in Chicago and the people that are seriously hurt or fatalities. And the number of those in a major city, Chicago or pick one, any major city in the country, exceeds the number of serious, I mean very serious, dog attacks in the country. And in we have about, what, 70 million dogs in America.
Right, right. So basically our relationship with dogs is one that works very, very, very well. You know, there are about usually 30 fatal dog attacks every year. And that's horrid. And we need to, you know, try to figure out how to make sure these reckless owners do not get to own dogs.
I agree. Leedy, you are the best. It's always good to talk to you. Thank you for getting up so early in the morning. Leedy is with Best Friends Animal Society. More information about this in general on the website. What is the website for Best Friends?
www.bestfriends.org. And thank you so much, Steve.
Easy enough. And by the way, Best Friends is truly one of the organizations behind saying no dogs or cats sold at pet stores because we know where they're from, which are often puppy mills. David Hopkins, attorney and secretary of the Illinois State Bar Association, animal law counsel, and a English Springer Spaniel breeder. Thank you very much for getting up early as well.
You're welcome.
Okay. Remember, sir, they are not guilty.
Right.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Steve.